Okay, a story continuation. The previous one was also. I don't know if this can be heard, but he continued here, Pio, then talking to God. And it's not that you take away everything from us, our home, leaving us alone. Well, you may do that as well, leaving us just sitting under a tree, and then we should be happy. I can be happy by the fact that there is a tree here. But it's not about that. Hari, God takes away everything from you, leaving you without money, without this and that. And that's what you should seek. He takes away the anarthas, the illusions, the maya, the thinking that you are here to exploit this world for yourself, control it and enjoy it, and others, to gather and be happy by gathering and consuming objects in this world and seeing each other as bodies, temporary bodies, but the souls, and doing things together and being happy together, and that, again, the love, the purpose, Leela, God's pastime. That's what he pulls us back into again. And that's our natural state of life. That's our reality. So yeah, Krishna, God taking away, Hari, taking away, can, of course, also take that form of, hey, these things that you are so attached to, they keep you in illusion, dreaming. So I might take those, but then give you nice, loving, beautiful relationships with nice, loving, beautiful people. And that's what it's about. And it's far from the rather dull and boring existence of just renouncing and giving up. Seeking the emptiness or the impersonal oneness. And it's important to realize that those are just stepping out of the illusion, and then real life starts.